What's going on, Verse Community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-hosts. A lot of
Vern,
co-hosts.
oh, Vern Lee.
And next on the roster.
We've got Plan A. Dawson, your boy is back.
And
A sound known as Bam.
Your name is
Onomatopoeia.
onomatopoeia.
Right.
Onomatopoeia known as Bam.
That's a good one.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no. Let's not
Well,
go to
appropriate for today.
let's do this. I didn't realize the Brotherhood came out was coming out first. I thought X-Men set was coming out first. So, looking at the cards from previews, spoilers. We got two different spoilers here for the Brotherhood set that's coming out next. And first on the docket is Joseph, Brotherhood of Mutants, level 2. He is flight range 666 health. And he has, let's see, does he have five powers? Am I looking at that
Yep, he got
right?
all the Magneto powers.
Wow. Okay. Oh, he has every single Magneto's Magneto power.
Yep.
Wow. Even the support. Wow. Okay. Because I remember glancing over this. I did not actually read the whole card. All right. So he has magnetic suppression. Enemy supporting characters can't recover. He has Master of Magnetism. Main phase blue. KO all enemy equipment, which is from what? The Hydra set? The Hydra Magneto?
Yeah,
Yeah, I think that's
He's
that one.
got. So the first power is the six drop from the core set. Then
Yep.
this is the Hydra supporting character Magneto. Now Mutant Supremacy, main phase green, KO a face down resource, which is the level two main phase, I mean level two core set Magneto. The future is now. X-Men and Brotherhood, or Brotherhood and X-Men supporting characters on your side have plus four attack, which is the level two for the Brotherhood Magneto, and
Level three.
level three. Level three has attack or defense?
Attack. Plus
Okay.
four attack.
Gotcha.
Ongoing.
Okay. There's just what I want. Main phase red, choose a face up, Brotherhood or X-Men supporting character on your side, then put plus one counters equal to its attack on Joseph, which is the Magneto that just came out.
Ooh.
So with the Krakoa set, so this dude is ridiculous. It's got to be nigh near impossible to get him to level two, because this is a strong level two. Vern, you kick it off. Thoughts on Joseph?
There's nothing really needs to be said. You already said it. That level of condition has to be.
Bananas.
You think Juggernaut is bad? It has to be worse than this,
It's
than
got to
that.
be.
This level two is ridiculous.
What if it's Magneto's version of Rachel Summers?
He would still be worth it more than Rachel Summers.
Rachel Summers is just terrible, but.
Right. That's an overall terrible card. I would play
Maybe.
Rachel Summers if Rachel Summers looked like Joseph. Just, which she does not. Because this right here is, this is a lot. This is just a lot going on. Any thoughts, Dawson?
My thoughts are, I think you're really probably gonna choose one or two of these powers to focus on. 'Cause I don't think you're gonna sit up there. The equipment one will probably be a niche situation. The what is the everything I want? What I it's only what I want. It's probably going to be the one you're going to use most, and the
Yeah,
one that
I can see
holds
that.
people down, suppress magnetic suppression. But
Well,
I mean, he's
magnetic
got a lot of.
suppression is keyword, so.
Oh well, never mind then. There you go. You're probably only going to worry about one or two of those superpowers.
You know what I just realized?
This level up condition is probably going to require you to have all of it.
Probably. What I just realized, the future is now. Will give Onus the three drop plus four attack, and then you're going to flip the red and give 14 counters to this dude and make him 20-20 on turn three, depending on when you level this dude up.
You can do that with the other Magneto. You don't have to worry about doing it with Joseph.
No, that Magneto said will have onus be. I mean, you'll have to. It'll take more cards, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You just play onus and flip this red, and boom, you got 14 counters. That one is going to give you 10, which is still ridiculous. This is crazy. This is crazy. I could sit here and just look at this and just stare at it all day. But we got to move on. Okay, let's get to something a little bit milder. All right, so still Team Brotherhood. Destiny is the character. 2 cost, 2/2, 1 health. One of a kind. 12 volumes of predictions. When Destiny keyword, Destiny appears, name a location, then reveal the top 12 cards of your deck. Put one location with that name into your hand, then shuffle the rest of the cards back into your deck. This is going in a Juggernaut deck. Thoughts on Destiny?
What level was she again?
No, no. Support character.
Supporting character.
Oh, yeah. What cost? I'm sorry.
2.
Right. 2.
2 costs, mm. 2/2 for stats, 1 health. One of a kind.
Okay.
Revealing 12 cards is a fifth of your deck.
So she's like I said, she's Super Kane. Kane, I'm sorry, Super Kane. She can sit up there, go through, and you get to pick it.
Yep. You go through.
So you can pass through your red.
You whiff on a location, something wrong.
And secondly, why not give? Oh, yeah, everybody can use location. So that's.
Yep.
So that's. She can go. You can slot her in just about any deck you play that's got superpowers you're looking to use.
Yep. Because, I mean, it's just one card. So you're going to find some room with where she can fit in. And she probably can fit in a lot of places just because you're playing her and then you're taking a card out of your deck, which is increasing your chances of getting what you need in the first place.
This card is going through a lot of, it's going into a lot of decks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even as a one of, it's pretty much worth it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like I said, as a one of a kind, you only remove one card. You ain't stacking like four and reconfiguring your deck, you know?
And then, just what you needed, another card that levels up Pro Red Spider-Man.
Yep. Yep, sure does. Sure does. Reveal the top 12 cards. Yeah, he getting leveled up all right.
Yeah, so now you got her, you got Kane, you got his own ability. And if you whiff on her, when she shows up, you be like yellow, and then you get to go search again for another to try to level up.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one, pulling up Mesmero, I think this Mesmero is definitely better than the one we've seen previously. Brotherhood affiliation, 1 cost. Range, 1/3 for stats, 1 health, hypnotism, main phase yellow. Each enemy character has lumbering on their next turn. As it attacks, the defending player chooses the defender. This is a pretty good power right here for 1 cost. Thoughts on
that? That could make you want to skip your whole main phase because somebody gonna keep choosing you to run right into your big Magneto or whoever you've pumped up with Charles with all them counters
every time,
and they just had you just gonna crash them.
Yep.
So all you can do is your main phase superpowers.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. And this is probably going in a Magneto deck where you can play X-Men and Brotherhood, so you can flip the yellows back face up. It's just Magneto and Mesmero is using the yellows. But yeah, this is a nice one. I like this one. And you get in a pinch, and you can't have people, you know, wiping your whole field out. Yeah, I like this one. Any additional thoughts?
Pretty cut and dry, man. These boxes are really straightforward, most of them.
So that's 3 on that day. Let's see. And let's go to the next group.
Can I just say that Joseph, the dumbest name for a character in history?
I was waiting for
man that. Ain't name, my man ain't got a keyword name or something at this point, man.
Is he even still? Well, you know what? I'm not about to get into that.
Cyclops, Magneto.
He ain't got no code name. He's Joseph.
What?
Maybe he's so cold he don't need a code name. He just Joseph.
Hey, for a while, all they had was Jean Grey. Like, why are you telling her business?
She was Marvel Girl. She just didn't. Anyway.
See, it's a rabbit.
Yeah, hole. Let's go. Let's go.
It's a rabbit hole. All right. So, next set of previews. First up, Sauron Brotherhood 3 cost flight range 411 health. Keyword, steal life. When Sauron appears, put a 1-1 counter on him for each enemy character. See, that's solid.
Yeah.
Keyword that can make him bigger just for showing up. I'm with it.
Versus all I know
Sauron
is
Sauron is understatic, cost 6 and a yellow. Like, nah.
All I know is you Outriders players and you Sentinel Ultron combos. He's definitely
real quick.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have real to deal quick. With him.
Yeah. Any additional thoughts?
No. It's a solid card.
Yeah, for 3 cost, flight and range. Yeah, definitely a solid card.
Not special. It's just, it does what it does.
It's situational. You got to be playing against somebody who's trying to go wide. But if they do go wide, the payoff is really nice.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you really don't even have to be going. Like, it's flight and range. What is he, 4-1?
He's 4-1. So if they got 2 people out there, it's still worth
six
it.
And, he's 6-3.
Yeah. With flight and range. 4. Yeah. For 3 cost? For sure. Definitely. Cause that's gonna be worth your time right there. Definitely gonna be worth your time. So next up is Vanisher. Brotherhood, 1 cost, range 3-1, 1 health, teleportation, main phase red, hide Vanisher. Huh. That's interesting. That's interesting.
I'm looking at how I will use this.
I bet you this got something to do with Joseph's level up condition.
I wouldn't
doubt it. But because you got Quicksilver, who you could put outside the game, and then Vanisher can hide. Maybe you need certain, you know, like with Cyclops, you got to have a Brotherhood character, and you got to have a X-Men character, and you got to do this, you got to do that, and that's how Joseph levels up. So you don't want these characters to take a no hit. You want them to stay out. You know what I'm saying? But those characters are only cost 1. I mean, only have 1 health. So you got to figure out, okay, how am I going to get this done? Because you may have the cards in hand to level up Joseph, but it's going to take time to do it. So you may have to play a couple of reds to keep Vanisher hidden in order for him to be able to level up by turn 3, turn 4. Hopefully this fool ain't leveling up on like turn 7 or some junk.
You may be right, because this card actually reminds me of old school Brotherhood Magneto.
Yep.
He'll help. He'll definitely help that Magneto level up faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm wondering how that's going to work out. So moving on to the next card, we got Onus. He's showing back up. Brotherhood, 4 cost, 12-2-2 health. You repulse me. It is anytime combat. Onus can't be struck this combat. Anytime combat green. Onus can't be struck this combat.
This is a better version of the dude with the menorah on his draws.
With the menorah on his draws. What?
I don't know who you're talking about.
It costs less than the last version, or the first version.
He costs more.
This is 3. This is only 4.
Right.
I mean, his the power.
Oh, it costs one less, but he also costs one more.
His power isn't as good, though.
It doesn't last as long because it goes into your the old onus goes into your next turn. He can't be struck.
Right.
On the other hand, one little negative doesn't kill this dude like it did the other owner.
Yeah. And he's 2 health. So you got to figure out how you want to do it. And keep in mind, this onus also means that if he gets played with, what is it, Magneto, he'll be 16, and you'll be putting 16 counters on that dude. Just for him showing up. So onus in Magneto, matter of fact, onus in Toad is definitely working in your favor, because this dude kind of, these onuses is kind of ridiculous on the attack end. Because he almost the same size as Cersei. Cersei is a 12-3 range, you know?
On 6.
Right, right.
A whole 2 turns 12, later.
Melee attacking for 12, you know? You put a, you put dodge on this dude, or have Moon, what's her name? Is it Moon Girl? Does she shut off flight?
Moonstone.
Moonstone. Yeah, you have Moonstone out there. It's like, I ain't about to try to run into this dude. You know, he's still vulnerable to range, but like I say, you could put dodge on him or something.
If he's,
now that we still got secondary mutation,
and you still got your green power to use, and if somebody wants to shoot at him,
yep, can't be struck this combat. Didn't say it had to be melee combat. So, additional thoughts about Onus?
He's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to kind of concur with that one. So, but the, let's talk about the, is this the last card here? Okay, last card. So, we got Mastermind. We already have a 5-drop Mastermind, which was pretty solid to me. So now we got another Mastermind, 4-drop, range 6-5-1 health. And he is reveal illusion build phase. Build phase blue, KO another supporting character on your side. Then put a Brotherhood or X-Men supporting character with a cost less than or equal to the number of resources on your side from your hand onto your side. Okay. That's saying a lot of words to say I'm bogus.
Note. It didn't say that character goes anywhere. It's not like that character pops out for the turn and then leaves.
Right.
They stay.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
So you take you KO your little one drop that's been getting ignored for the last 3 turns and just play another 4 drop.
Oh, yo, Vanisher. That's what you're doing. You playing Vanisher on the previous turn, or you putting Quicksilver outside the game, and then you playing Mastermind, bringing them people up, flipping the blue, you know what I'm saying? KOing them because they're available, and then bringing out somebody ridiculous.
You feel me? And that gets worse the longer the game goes.
Right.
Because now you're playing 2 7s a turn, you can play 2 8s a turn.
Yup. And keep in mind with Quicksilver, that Quicksilver is outside the game, so he's not KOing himself with a uniqueness rule. You know what I'm saying? So let's say it's turn 2, and you play Quicksilver, and you put him outside the game, and it's turn 3, you play Quicksilver, you put him outside the game. Something happens to your Mastermind, you just go get your other Quicksilver. It's like a reverse version of Dawn from the Buffy set. Instead of him being outside the game coming in, you playing him and then putting him out and bringing him in when you feel like it. Yeah.
Well,
Mastermind just got really, really ridiculous. Because he going to pull... Because on turn 4... not turn 4. You're not playing this on turn 4. You're playing this on a higher turn. Because you're going to play him and play another card, bring in Quicksilver, flip this blue... KO Quicksilver, and then bring in a 6, 7, 8, 9 drop, whatever, for free.
You can basically teach a curve.
What'd you say?
You can flood the field.
Teach a curve.
Oh, for sure. He's definitely cheating the curve. Yeah, he going in a ramp deck, that's for sure. Any additional thoughts on Mastermind?
You know he's going in dark. He's going in Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah. He doing a lot of things. Let's see.
And Lady Hydra.
Lady Hydra. Wait, wait. Madam Hydra.
Madam Hydra. Madam Hydra. Yeah, this dude is he's ridiculous.
Miss Lady Hydra.
He is ridiculous. So now we've gone through all the spoilers here. Definitely looking forward to the Brotherhood set. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room. What's up with this Upper Deck adds AEW to Versus System to PCG trading card game? What is up with that? Because I don't know nothing about wrestling. I'm gonna let Vern jump in to I'm gonna tag Vern in the host.
I see what you did there. This is with the hot tag,
right?
All right, tag me in, buddy. Coming off the top rope with it. All right, so basically, I'm not about to read this article. It's really simple. We have All Elite Wrestling or AEW Wrestling coming to Versus 2PCG. And we have to talk about it because, well, it's weird. Let's put it out there. That's weird. Versus has primarily been about comic books, comic book characters, and that comes with a certain level of how should I say, power when you think about the characters, right? So this is a game where you might be facing off against Dark Phoenix or something like that. So when you think about adding a wrestler to the mix, it's just a little bit strange. What is going on with all that noise?
What noise?
I don't
know. That static noise.
Sound like somebody playing tiddlywinks in the background or something.
Who is that?
Sound like they breathing hard or something. Breathing heavy.
I have no idea.
Directly into the mic.
Well, coming from everybody mute until Vern finished explaining.
Coming from BAM.
This nonsense.
How did you figure that?
I'm looking at when the sound comes and who lights up.
Is that better?
It is.
Yes, it
I
is.
Had the phone resting on my computer.
Oh, okay.
Probably what it was. All right, so. So, once again, it's coming to, as weird as it is, this is what's happening. So, this is going through some of the details. It's a 200-card box, all right? They say they're going to be 12 main characters, and they actually list the characters here. We got Chris Jericho, Bryan Danielson, MJF, Jon Moxley, Sting, Darby Allin, Dr. Britt Baker, Jade Cargill, Chris Statlander, Thunder Rosa, Orange Cassidy, and Malakai Black. And it also says that the set has two team affiliations, which is interesting. And they say they've been working on this for 2 years. So apparently ever since they signed or made a deal with AEW to do the trading cards, they've been in the works to bring it to Versus 2PCG. And a lot of people speculated about this back then when that was first announced that AEW was working with Upper Deck. And a lot of people were like, nah, they're not bringing that Versus because it's strange. But here it is. So I just want to ask you guys, what do you think about it without even like leading you in direction? What do you think about the fact that this is actually happening?
I guess I'll start. Full disclosure. Full transparency, I am a AEW hater. I am a staunch non-support of it as a company, as a wrestling company. That was my first knee-jerk reaction was like, ugh, get this away from my favorite game. And then the gamer in me started to speak. And it said, Tony Khan
is known for throwing obscene amounts of money at stuff he has AEW attached to. So, with that being said, I was like, we may actually see this game now being advertised on national TV every week. Something this game has never had any kind of advertising, whether it's through not having enough budget or whatever, but we know now it will. And it'll reach a much broader audience. So I had to temper my hate a little bit for that.
Real quick, why do you hate AEW?
A bunch of little guys doing flippy dippy wrestling that all wrestle the same type of match. Tony Khan does not know what he's doing as a wrestling promoter, booker, businessman. The Khans, you should already know, don't know what they're doing with sports and or entertainment because they own the Jaguars and they paid Blaine Gabbert and the other quarterback a ton of money to do nothing.
Okay, we go so way outside the margins now.
You asked.
I did.
So now I'm
unasking.
So there you go. I have a lot of issues with AEW.
All right, Ben, what you think?
Okay, I did not like the idea of wrestling in general mixing with versus from doing the creative end of versus where we were doing the competitions to okay, so from the idea of how characters function in pro wrestling versus the idea of a guy who's a heel 1 month and then he's completely something different a month or two later. It doesn't really seem like it's compatible.
For you non-wrestling fans, heels means bad guy.
Yes. Babyface is a good guy. Also, to me, wrestling is too open to really get people what they want. How can I say it? A wrestler that has a variety of moves and reversals that he does every single night that he wrestles, how are you going to fit that on a versus card and really people be happy with it as the representation of their favorite wrestler? I should have wrote it down. I can't memorize all my reasons why I felt that why wrestling is not a good fit for versus. Between the nature of the changing characters, the plethora of moves and circumstances. Well, you know what? It's not my job to make it up, but hey, if it's good for versus, I'm not going to argue it.
All right, cool.
That's the bottom line.
Stone Cold.
Because Big Bam said so. Sal, did you have anything you want to say about this?
Okay, so here's my counterpoint to that. For starters, we already have Buffy and X-Files. The fact that X-Files is one of the best photo sets to not be connected to comic books is fantastic. It shows versatility. So to me, if you can have X-Files, you can have Buffy, and we can get Mortal Kombat, and we can get The Boys, and we can get wrestling, anything goes. And that's okay. Just good for the game. I don't know nothing about wrestling. I understand where y'all coming from. I'm just talking about from the business aspect and marketing of it. I mean, bring on some anime. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in there in the same boat with Bam at the mechanical issues.
Because y'all wrestling fans. I'm looking at it from a business issue. Go ahead.
Hold on. Because obviously, this is wrestling, so this set will have no flight, no range. Tony Khan, as I said before, isn't very good at what he does. He turns his wrestlers, that's another wrestling term, which means he makes them good and bad guys at a moment's notice. So going into the game, is that some sort of dynamic character alignment that we have to tune in to AEW Rampage and Dynamite and Dark every week to see if I'm playing a good character or an evil character this week? And that's an issue.
All right. I got to step in. All right, so listen. First thing I got to say is I don't give a crap about AEW wrestling. I haven't really watched wrestling in probably 15 years. I was a fan of WWE or WWF back in the day. I just grew out of it. You can only watch so much TV. I barely watch any TV now. So AEW, personally for me, doesn't matter at all when it comes to the game. And it was funny because in the Discord today, we were talking about we were having a conversation with a young lady who was kind of having an issue with the House of X set, saying that it wasn't very flavorful for her. And, you know, it kind of set off thought process because I knew we were going to have this talk today, that people buy Versus 2PCG for different reasons. Some people just like the game. Some people just like the characters and want to play with the characters. Some people what matters to them is the flavor of the characters. Everybody has a different reason for why they play. You know, like when we see the cards, a lot of times we're thinking competitively, but there's plenty of people that aren't thinking about that at all. They just want to have fun. So when I look at it from that perspective, the fact that AEW was going to be in the game is outstanding. And the reason is because, as mentioned before by Dawson, the amount of people that are going to have eyes on the game because of this IP is huge. People that may have never, ever picked up this type of card game before ever may see this set and say, hey, I'm going to try that out. Just because they like wrestling, because they follow it, or because they like the characters. Some of these characters have popularity all over the world. So that's huge for the game. We haven't really had that, with the exception of maybe if you talk about like Photo Marvel. And when you go back all the way back to when Photo Marvel was first introduced, there was a lot of complaining about that. Why we got to separate the universes? I don't like the way these cards look. But look what it did to the game. It grew because a lot of the people that don't read comic books do watch the movie all over the world. Comic book fans, Buffy fans might not have been comic book fans. X-Files fans might not have been comic book fans. So these other IPs, they bring other eyes to the game and create more of a healthy situation for the game itself, and that is huge. Also, if you go back all the way to the original Versus, and now also when the new Versus was announced, it was always the plan to have weird IPs involved in Versus. Even though the very first version of Versus, all they had was comic book characters, when they first started the game, they said, we want to have as many IPs as possible. When Versus 2 PCG started, we got mention of like Firefly and other IPs that UDE had that could possibly be entered into the game. And now we're actually starting to see it come to fruition. That's huge. Like, so even if I don't care about wrestling, somebody does. You know, so that's important. You know, Versus is not just about an individual person's connection to whatever set comes out. It's about what it can do for the game itself. And like you guys mentioned, like some of the mechanics and stuff, like You said there could be no flight. Maybe we got a top rope terrain or something where you can add, you can have flight for a turn or something like that. You know, I can see different grapple keywords or something like that. I can see like chair equipment. It's all types of stuff. Like, I'm honestly, you know, we, the teams obviously are probably going to be babyface and heel. And you guys mentioned heel turns. There might be a plot twist called heel turn. It's plenty of things that can be done to incorporate wrestling into the game. And even though you might not be able to capture every signature move, I know like skinny Chris Jericho had about 5 or 6 special moves. Fat Chris Jericho probably got the same amount, but they just don't look the same. By the way, I wonder which version are they gonna have a which version of Chris Jericho gonna be in the game?
They probably can only license the AEW version of Chris Jericho. But here's another thing that I was thinking about when it came out. The top guys in their company, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks, who are executive vice presidents, EVPs, their contracts are up soon. And a lot of these characters that they may have that they want to make may not be working for the company in the coming months. And again, that's an issue that I saw. Like, okay, Kenny Omega and the Bucks leave. Now this pushes the setback because they made these cards, and now these people don't work for them anymore.
I think you're overthinking it, bro.
But look, I'm a wrestling guy. I know that these things can happen. Or somebody does something stupid and gets fired, and you no longer see them again.
Well, what does that have to do with the cars that are made? It doesn't matter.
You bought the car, or it's in production, and now that throws the scheduling off because now they have to redo something or whatever.
I think the cars are already made. They're supposed to be coming out in August. They've been made for a while. They probably were tested close to a year ago. The cars are made.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying it.
What you're describing, Dawson, is not how licensing works. If they got the license for the rights, then none of that other stuff is going to matter. They're going to make the cards based off what the licenses allow.
What you eating, Sam?
Huh?
What you eating?
Are we not doing a podcast right now?
I thought stuff like this makes the podcast interesting.
Bruh. So, they already got the permission. So, that's all I'm saying. Man, look, okay. Go, man. So, I'm done.
It's so unnecessary. Hey, but seriously, what do you guys think about the mains that they chose?
Orange Cassidy in there. I'm all for it.
Man, I don't even watch wrestling, but I cannot wait to see what they do with Orange Cassidy. I cannot wait.
That's the one guy that excites me. If you are not a wrestling fan, I suggest you just go and YouTube Orange Cassidy. He is a wrestler who doesn't take himself seriously, and his whole point is a more comedic version of wrestling pro wrestling that could still be legitimate if you can fathom that, knowing what pro wrestling is. I didn't know who he was. I don't remember if Dawson told me about him or I just saw him coming across, because I don't watch AEW. I've kind of lost time to watch pro wrestling, but I don't remember how I caught him. But just from seeing clips and just one-off matches, I instantly became a fan of this dude. He is hilarious, and you must check him out. Sting is like the old school favorite of mine from 1985. My first time watching a WCW event on Channel 9 in Chicago, seeing that dude, and I followed his career pretty much from those days till, kind of now, even though I don't watch the weekly episodes.
What about you, Dawson? Any of these other guys on here look interesting?
John Moxley, aka Dean Ambrose. I can see it now. This guy cuts himself in every single match. So I can already see his main character doing something where he wounds himself.
You know what? You guys sound like they fit in verses okay. it's we all know that there's going to be a suspension of disbelief. It always has been. Like when you got Dark Phoenix fighting Daredevil,
to be a wrestling fan, you have to have suspension of disbelief or be able to do that. We all know I'm not going to use the F word because it's not. It's scripted.
Well, and we're going to be scripting our own little battles now. Oh, well, I think that's all I had to say about the situation. It's a good thing for the game. Even if people say, you know what, this is too crazy, I'm not buying this set. I think there are going to be so many people that buy this set that don't care about versus at all at this point that it's going to be a huge win. And even if we only get a few new people, continue person the game, it's just a good thing.
I don't know how many actual players we get out the deal, but I can tell you this, those AEW fans are rabid. Anything AEW, they love. And I can almost guarantee you this will probably be one of the biggest selling sets just because it has AEW on it and their fans support anything with AEW on it.
Well, there you have it. Bam over there tunneling in the ground or something. But,
what
burrow? We're going to go ahead and...
What do you hear over here that sounds like that?
Your light has been on for making sounds this whole time. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what you're doing over there. But anyway, that's all I had to say. I guess we can end this pod.
All right. Well.
Hit the finisher on them.
Okay. Well, it's your boy Sel closing out the this interesting spoiler/spoiler episode of But Team Apex.
And just to get this AEW stench off me, acknowledge your tribal chief.
No idea what that was about at all. Signing out. I let the last wrestling expert say bye.
Bye.